The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It's an incredible day in America, a sad day. I don't care what your political persuasion. This is a sad, sad day for America. I'm sure you all know, but just in case you haven't had your radio or television on and you have not heard, the Capitol building in the United States in Washington, D.C. is under siege by a bunch of radical rioters. We've got to call it what it is. And it should be condemned. Now, the interesting thing is when Antifa has done this kind of thing in cities all across America, they were burning down buildings, they were burning down police stations in Seattle and Portland. Remember how the mainstream media reported they were mostly peaceful protesters? Remember that? When they were attacking police, turning over police cars, setting police cars on fire. The mainstream media and the liberal left said, well, they probably shouldn't do that, but they're just frustrated. You remember? Do you remember how the mainstream media and the left treated Antifa and Black Lives Matters and the violence and the fires and the looting? Well, they were mostly peaceful. There were some, and they were just frustrated, and they were, you know, making excuses. Now, how did we respond to that? Conservatives. We said, call them what they are. They're a bunch of thugs. They're illegally protesting. They're accomplishing nothing positive, and it should be condemned. That's what we were saying, and we were frustrated and even angry with the mainstream media because they wouldn't call it what it was. Well, now, of course, all the mainstream media are saying, well, this has got to be condemned. It should be condemned. This is terrible. This is horrible. These are a bunch of thugs. These are a bunch of rioters. And sadly, that's true. But here's the difference, or at least I hope this is the difference. We won't make excuses. We won't rationalize. We won't say, well, these people just, you know, they didn't want the election stolen and they're just frustrated. Please, let's not be like them. Please. The mayor and the president of the United States have mobilized the National Guard. I don't think they are there yet, but they're on their way to disperse the crowd. There has been a 6 p.m. curfew announced in Washington. Several police officers have been injured. And by the way, don't believe the thing, well, these are Antifa and they're disguised as Trump supporters. I could believe that if there were 10, 15, 20, maybe even 100, but there are thousands. Could there be some Antifa people sprinkled in and they're camouflaged like Trump's? Probably. But for the most part, these are nut jobs. Radicals They're just not radicals on the left. They're radicals on the right. And I keep saying the devil lives in the extremes. These are extremists who are there to support Donald Trump. And in doing so, they are going to trash his legacy. And they have played right into the hands of the liberal left. Joe Biden, right now as we speak, is holding a live press conference. Can't hear what he's saying. I have the mute button on. I can see him, but I know what he's saying. I tried to warn you. This is the way Donald Trump is. It's the way he's always been. I tried to warn you. But you see, we're different. We believe in unity. We believe in peace. These people that have stormed the Capitol building have played right into the hands of the liberal left. If the liberal left had written a script, if the liberal left had gotten together, held a meeting and said, all right, how can we absolutely trash Donald Trump's legacy? What could we do to destroy forever his legacy? What could we do? We could have thousands of Trump supporters go to Washington, D.C., storm the Capitol building, breach the House of Representatives, attack police, because they're always saying that they're for the police. They support the blue. If we could just get them to do that and lose complete control, we could destroy forever Trump's legacy. And these people, now again, I'm not talking about the people who gathered on Freedom Mall this morning and protested peacefully. I'm not talking about those people. I know a lot of those people. I know people very well who are in Washington. I hope, I pray that none of the people that I know are involved in this despicable display of thuggery. So I'm not talking about the peaceful protesters. But they have... I can't think of a single thing that could happen that would play more into the hands of Joe Biden and the liberal left than what these people who think they're supporting Donald Trump are doing at this moment. But you see, when you lose common sense, when you are driven not by facts, but by emotion and hysteria, this is what happens. You become a mindless robot. We see it on the left. We see it Antifa. We see it in Black Lives Matter. And now we're seeing it on the right. So, the president has now condemned the violence. Mr. President, it's too late. You had an opportunity when you spoke to this crowd this morning. You had an opportunity to say, we're going to battle this constitutionally. We're not going to stop fighting. We're going to do every constitutional thing we can do, but we will be peaceful. We will not be like them. He had an opportunity. Now, could he foresee that a large group of his supporters were going to become this radical? I don't think so. But now it's too late. So he is condemning the violence. Good. He is pleading for peace. Good. I hope the people who say they support him will now listen to him. I hope. I pray. All right, we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live on this tragically historic day. And by the way, all of this was about counting the electoral votes in a joint session of Congress that began at 1 o'clock. That has now been suspended. And we have no idea when that is going to reconvene because of the violence and the siege of the U.S. Capitol building. Joe Biden just went on the air and demanded that Donald Trump issue a message to America demanding that the violence cease. Well, yeah, the president just tweeted a speech from the White House. It's a minute, 2 seconds long, and Jeff, my engineer, is trying to figure out how to get it into our system so we can play it for you. If he can't do that very quickly, I will just play it on my computer and put the microphone down by the speaker on my computer, but Jeff is really good about pulling stuff off the web. So one way or the other, here in just a minute or two, we will have this statement just issued 3 minutes ago by the president, Donald Trump, on his Twitter feed. I've listened to it. Is it going to stem the violence? I'm not sure. I think he probably could have chosen his words a little more wisely. I'm sure that his critics are going to say that his 1 minute video speech to America is actually going to throw fuel on the fire rather than diffusing the situation. And when we can play it for you, I will let you make that determination. So anyway, this was just now, about 5 minutes ago, the president released a statement on his Twitter feed. This is his address to America, pleading with his supporters to go home. Just be peaceful. We've got to follow law and order. And please go home. All right, we got it. This was just released now about 5 minutes ago from the White House. Here is President Donald Trump.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
That is the statement by Donald Trump. And I hope people listen. I hope they go home. I hope they go home in peace. I hope they respect law enforcement. I hope they do what the president said. But if people were whipped up into a frenzy because they thought the election was stolen, I don't know that that statement is is going to defuse the situation. I hope it does. Was the election stolen? I don't know. Listen, you're listening to someone who wishes that we had found massive fraud enough to change the outcome of the election so that Joe Biden would not be our next president. That's my hope. That's my desire. I haven't seen it. The accusations about the Dominion voting machines, I think those accusations were primarily disproven by the three recounts in Georgia. Here's one thing that is, the president said the election was stolen. I don't know. Maybe it was. He said that he won in a landslide. That's not true. Did he win? I don't know. It's possible. But it was not a landslide. It was a close election. There's no doubt about it. And it came down to a few thousand votes in basically four states, which changed the Electoral College in Joe Biden's favor. But we're talking about 11,000, I believe, in Georgia, 20-some thousand in Michigan. I can't remember Wisconsin and Arizona. But it was close. It wasn't a landslide. So, once again, and I realize I'm being repetitious, but I'm trying to keep my eye on the monitor to see what's happening in Washington, D.C. As far as I can tell, the National Guard is not there yet. The FBI and Secret Service have been deployed to the Capitol building to assist Capitol Police. The National Guard have been called out. And from the live shots I'm looking at, it doesn't look like the crowd has dispersed at all. I don't know whether the House of Representatives has been secured. The House of Representatives, not the House of Representatives, the Senate. The Senate chambers were breached. Protesters, thugs broke into the Senate. I believe that security was able to hold on to the House of Representatives. I don't think the protesters made it into the House of Representatives, but they did certainly make it into to the Senate. So I'm just kind of waiting to see what happens. Several police officers have been injured. At least one protester has been shot. Don't know who shot her. I understand it's a female. I don't know her condition, but at least one person has been shot. A number of police officers have been injured and taken to local hospitals. And during this break, I'll do my best to catch up on what's going on, give you an update. And then we have other things to discuss today as well. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.